The Other Gospel. "While you were studying last night," said Beale, "I took a look inside this other Croatian book, and, Rabbi, if you think that tale of Tavarus and Sneed is bound to curl some hair, this story of the Son of God will fill more millions with despair. For he, you see, was here on Cro about 3,000 years ago with 12 disciples, all with names like Sidney, Melvin, Josh, and Steve." Laughed Becky Schwister. "In your wildest nightmares, mister, you expect me to believe your Christ was up here saving souls about 10 centuries B.C.? Sighed Beale. "I know, it sounds so dumb, and yet a bunch of Jews did come from ancient Palestine. Their testament is very clear, for four wrote down in great detail the miracles they witnessed here. Then at some later date, their gospels were apparently translated into universal Esperanto, cousin to a tongue I learned when I was unjustly interned in Corpus Christi, Texas. We had one major problem there that did perplex us. The prison population was so ethnically diverse, the convicts babbled every language in the universe, from Old Sumerian to Aramaic, New Roswellian, and Greek. We trustees then, to get our business done and at the same time have a little fun, downloaded all those languages, hit run, and merged them into one old user-friendly prison speak, not very different from the tongue employed in his translation by this latter Croatian Jesus freak." "Tom, you exaggerate," objected Schwister. "If there were old Sumerians and Aramaeans in your jail, I know a dozen rabbis and philologists who gladly would have stood their bail or bribed the guards to set them free." "What can I say," shrugged Beale, "except no scholar ever offered $50 to me." Then Tom Beale shook his head and said, "These scriptures fill my soul with dread. They show me what a glib and facile fool I've been. But what is worse, in chapter and in verse, they tolled the knell for Christianity itself, for heaven and for hell. You're not convinced? Okay, Rabbi, I know you'd rather have a wine more kosher in your cup, but since your mission is to locate missing mention, listen up and listen well. For I intend right now to read a gospel story that reveals the agony of Christ our Lord, according to Apostle Mel." But suddenly they heard a bell announcing lunch was being served. "I'll tell you what," said Beale, "let's take a break and have our meal, for anyway, I'm so perplexed, I'd like to hear opinions of some others on this text. Although I have to say, if we could find a way to keep that duck at bay, and maybe to the shrink, it might be better, don't you think?"